This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, head football coach for the Maryland Terps, Coach Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach?
Rob, what's up, man?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Before we get to the campaign, I want to talk about the real good news, man. Your daughter, Corey, who was playing at the University of Auburn soccer. Good thing she takes the athleticism from mom, but she's coming to Maryland, transferring to Maryland in the last year to play. Am I right?
She is. But I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody else, Rob, don't let the belly fool you, man. The athlete under here.
I tell everybody the same damn thing. Nobody's trying to hear me.
I tell my kids there's a six-pack under here. Now, congratulations, and I'm going to tell you why. Because this campaign you all have going for family reunion is incredibly effective. I've never, ever bought season tickets to the University of Maryland football. I bought a ticket here and there, but never. I bought a four-pack this past weekend because you all sold me, man. I'm coming to see some Maryland Terps football.
Man, that's great news, and we need a lot more people here in the DMV, Baltimore, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia area to come on out and support us. You know, not having football and being able to attend games last year due to the pandemic has kind of created this reunion per se, because I know for all of us, you know, not being able to have the fans in the stands for us as a program, you know, definitely affects things. And so to have our supporters there and our local community able to come back out and what a great slate of home games for us this year, being able to play 7 home games. So I know I'm excited. Our kids are here working out here in the summer and getting themselves ready for what we hope is us taking the next step.
I know you guys have hit some home runs in recruiting, but how do you feel that you guys have done since you've been here as far as bringing in players that you sought after?
Yeah, I think, one, we've got a great program to sell, the university academically, the Big Ten, our location. So we feel like we've been able to meet our needs in most of the areas, you know, coming in. You know, the first thing we needed to do was kind of balance our roster. You know, we had scholarship numbers, maybe, you know, overage in certain areas where you typically don't want them. And so we've worked here the first 2.5 years, 3 years of recruiting to kind of balance those numbers to make sure you've got your roster kind of stabilized. You know, we still need some, you know, offensive tackle type bodies, you know, to kind of get in here. This recruiting cycle, we felt like we hit the home run with the defensive front last year, and we're able to make up some ground there. But no, we think we've done a good job of identifying the right kind of kids. You know, we look for 3 things: smart, tough, reliable, before we even put on the tape. And I feel like we've done a great job of evaluation process and getting the right kind of kids.
Here with Mike Locksley, Maryland football coach. Jeremy, listen, man, talk about recruiting. Weight room, locker room, dining hall, all 3 times bigger than the old building. And, Coach, I hear you all not only have a barbershop at the Players' Lounge, but a recording studio. Somehow I feel like that recording studio, just knowing you, was your idea.
Yeah, I love music, but one of the things I learned in 30 years of coaching is that all athletes want to be rappers, and yep, all rappers want to be athletes. So I figured, you know, raising kids, one of the things my mom always used to do for us is we always had the latest video games and all the new stuff so that all of our friends would be at our house. That way she knew what we were getting into. So, you know, we put some player-centric amenities in the building, to keep them around us more. And you know, as you do that, you get to know your players, that bond, that trust that happens when they spend time together. And so, you know, we're fortunate that our, you know, supporters were able to fund a building that's very player-centric, allows the players to leave here the best version of themselves with their development. And so excited about the opening of Jones Hill House.
Yeah, I think that's such an interesting aspect of coaching is, you know, learning about your players, because I think there's a lot of times over the years you can learn a lot from your guys. I don't want to say just as much as they can learn from you because you are coaching them, but there's that you know, that bridge that you need to build between them and understanding them. And you know, you can talk about the age gap and different things, but all in all, you have to be able to relate to your players.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And some people look at it like, oh, you know, I hear that term players coach be thrown around as a negative. And I always used to respond by saying, can you ever be too close to your own children? I mean, imagine that. And so, you know, the big thing that comes from this building for me was, you know, the number one people you need to recruit are the ones in your program, because with the new rules being put out with instant eligibility, the transfer portal allowing players to leave, you know, you better spend as much time recruiting the kids in your program by making sure you're meeting their needs and to keep them here, because the quickest way to create issues for a program is to have those gaping holes where you see, you know, players leaving your program because you don't have the things to develop them as football players, as students, and as men.
Yeah, with Mike Lockley, Maryland football coach right here on The Fan. Listen, recruits back on campus the past few weekends. How big is that? Because you guys hit with the number 18 recruiting class nationally last year. How big is it to have these young men back on campus now?
Well, I can tell you that we are officially kind of on vacation now. And when the NCAA opened up recruiting, they just turned on a fire hydrant and just let it go, because between official visits, unofficial visits, camps, you know, bringing kids on campus all month, it was a lot of work. And, you know, our recruiting staff and our support staff all stood in the gap to get us through a really, really tough month where we were being pulled in a lot of directions because of, you know, not being able to do this for a year. There was no kind of ease into it. It just kind of opened it up, very similar to what we're about to find here with this name, image, and likeness stuff.
So how difficult do you think the Big Ten is going to be this season coming up? Because, you know, a lot of good teams. It was a great conference last year.
Yeah, from top to bottom, if you look at this league, and I've been in all, you know, three of the Power Five leagues, the ACC, the Big Ten, and then the SEC. I mean, from top to bottom, this league is really, really competitive. Obviously, we're on the eastern side of the league, man, and we've got three perennial, as I like to call, blue blood programs in Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan that are, you know, we play every year. And then you throw in the Michigan State and Indiana, which is one of the top up-and-coming teams, and, you know, even Rutgers. I mean, it's really competitive on the eastern side of our league. Not that the western side isn't, but it's a league, good league from top to bottom, very competitive each week.
Coach, I told you before, Maryland basketball fan my whole life. You've made me a Maryland football fan. You have. I want nothing but success for you. You're out there grinding, keeping these DMV kids at home. And I hope eventually you build that wall to where it's hard to get them out of Maryland.
We're trying. Now, make sure you get that Howard University ticket too, Rob, because that's going to be the world's largest go-go.
I've got it. And you know what? I'm gonna do go-go. I'm not gonna bring Jeremy because the dancing would be horrific. So it's just gonna be
dance.
You can't dance.
Play that music. Run that beat back. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to say.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you guys.
All right. It's Coach Mike Locksley. Yeah, that's the world's biggest go-go. Listen, I played golf with him at one of Jimmy's charities. Jimmy's a famous seafood charities. And you get in the golf cart where they had me riding with him, and Bino was riding with his cousin, who's the assistant AD at Purdue, Calvin Williams. So I'm riding with Coach Lockley, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know really his personality. Let me play it close and see how this works out. 2 minutes within the conversation, he just right at me. And he just took it to another level. Busting my chops about things. So I'm coming back at him. We're laughing. We're joking around. And I'm thinking to myself, this dude, if he sat in my living room, I would tell my, I would hit my son, boy, you're going to Maryland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's that kind of personality.
That's what I would tell people about Jay Wright at Villanova.
Yeah, right? Man.
Get around him.
He's just, he's an unbelievably approachable dude. You know what I mean? He went from Coach Loxley to this dude. Four holes into him, he was this dude. You know what I mean? He just, while we were there, wide receiver for, I can't think of it, Stephon Diggs mm-hmm. called him while we were there. Sean Merriman called. They're calling him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't trying to big time me. Hey, look who I called. No. I'm looking at the phone like, oh, man, that's Sean Merriman.
Yeah.
They're calling him. So can you imagine that if he wants you at his school, who he can reach out to call you?
Yep.
Hey, give this kid a call. Let him know what I can do for him.
And the Terps have sent a lot of good players to the league,
yes.
too. So that's another big, like, you know, you talk about recruiting, wanting to go somewhere where you know you have a chance not only to shine and play well, but mm-hmm. also have that chance to go to the next level because you know they're preparing you for it.
And this is why I said I bet you the recording studio was his idea because he was talking about a lot of ideas that he had for the new house they have, the new center that they have. And just by that conversation, those conversations we had that day, like, yeah, that recording studio, that's all him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. He's a player's coach, and if you think that's an insult – or you use that as an insult, then shame on you. He's definitely a player's coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.